Hola, 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 this is Lou Alarcón with
Ender Sparkle Talk Show. You are listening to iKinseyRadio.com.
And now broadcasting from the Media Magazine Studio.
You're listening to What's Right for You with Robert Guerra.
Hey, Melissa, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I just want to make sure that everyone knows who is sitting right next to me, and it is Melissa Torres Ramirez Garcia Jose.
Just two last names.
I saw that on your Facebook. I'm like, that's not like me, Robert Dawson Keith Guerra, Maria Torres Ramirez.
I mean, when I got married, I was like, okay, I'm not going to like let go of my last name, you know? Like, I love my last name. But even then, like, I was like, look, yeah. I'll just hyphen. I'll just add.
So there is a reason why you're here. And that reason is because on this show, we talk nothing about vendors and a little bit of other stuff, but mostly vendors. And Melissa is a vendor. Well, actually, she is an entrepreneur. And Melissa, tell us what you do.
So I, the name of my business is Melissa's Catering, and I am an event coordinator. I and a caterer as well, and I offer decor, centerpieces. Basically, I try to have my business be like a one-stop shop.
So you're a caterer, mm-hmm. You are an event planner,
mm-hmm.
And
I do the decor, centerpieces. Like all the linens, all that extra stuff that people like to have for their parties.
Yeah. It sounds like you're ADD. Like me.
People say OCD because...
Oh, is that it?
Everything for me has to be perfect.
Oh.
I feel like...
Oh, you're one of those.
Yes.
Perfection.
I get that from my mom, though.
But perfectionists never get the job done because it's never good enough.
You know, the way that I see it, I will always do an event with the mindset of all I want to do is make sure that the guest, which and as well as my clients, love everything. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I far exceed their expectations, then I did my job.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take that explanation. Hey, so Melissa, it's Melissa Catering, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in business?
I have been in business for. This year will be 20 years in May.
OMG, 20 years yeah. in May. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a anniversary party? You're going to invite me?
Actually, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I was thinking, of, you know, I'm going to be 40 this year.
What?
So, yeah. So,
look at her, guys and ladies. I'm sorry.
So I was thinking, hey, like throw myself a birthday party. But then I thought about it and I'm like, man, I want to go to Italy.
Wow, Italy.
That's the goal.
Hey, I've been to Italy. I was in Italy like a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Italy. Italy, Texas.
No.
Oh, that.
I mean Italy like.
Like.
Yes, like Rome.
Rome. Well, I was in Rome too. Rome, Texas.
Not Texas.
That's
no,
the,
I'm a foodie, but my favorite food to prepare. And you know, I know it's bad because like I'm Mexican, but one of my favorite things to make is homemade pastas and homemade sauces.
Oh man.
Italian food.
See, I used to be a foodie until I turned myself into a diabetic. And now well, I'm not a foodie, man.
Well, man, you know, like you have to still spoil yourself though.
You know what I'm surviving on right now? I'm surviving on shrimp and peanut and nuts. And Diet Cokes. I know it's not healthy. Da, 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 da.
Diet Coke?
Yeah, Diet Coke.
Right. Isn't there. Diet Coke just as bad as regular Coke?
No. Diet Coke has zero calories. And I'm not being paid for this. Okay?
Hmm.
Zero calories is zero sugar.
I drink water.
That has zero calories and zero sugar too. That's diet water. I drink Diet Coke.
I'll occasionally have like a sweet tea or something. But I try to stick with pretty much water. Just because I've already dealt with the bad health situations, and I don't want to go back to all those. I used to be a
but
lot
you're
bigger.
A foodie.
Yeah, but I used to be a lot bigger
Me
than
too.
What I used to be. I was like...
You used to be a lot bigger than what you used to be.
No, I used to be a lot bigger than I am right now. 259 pounds.
Hey.
Yeah. Wow. So I've lost 127.
What the?
Mm-hmm. I lost a whole person.
Girl. Golly gee.
Yeah.
We got to send out a search party for that person.
She's gone.
We don't want to find her. Back. We don't want to find her.
We're good. We don't want her back.
Yeah.
She can stay put away.
Hey, so you've been in business for 20 years as a caterer,
mm-hmm.
but how long you been cooking?
Oh, I've been cooking since I was little.
Like what?
The first time I ever cooked was when I was 7 years old.
Seven?
My great-grandmother.
Really? What'd you cook?
Tortillas and masita.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
She taught me how to make tortillas. She said that the only way that I was never going to starve is if I learned how to make tortillas. She's like, no te vas a morir de hambre si te comas, si te enseñas a hacer tortillas.
That's the truth. There's only,
and those were flour.
There's only two things that will survive a nuclear war, and that's a Chicano, a Mexicano, and tortillas.
Yeah, beans and tortillas. You'll never go wrong. You'll never starve.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm 6'2". Because I eat nothing but beans and tortillas and chorizo. And yeah.
Well, I can't do the flour ones anymore, but I stick to corn.
Okay.
Yeah. Corn, me and corn tortillas, we're best friends.
Really?
Yeah. We get along.
I'll just smother them with butter and sugar.
I made some last night, as a matter of fact.
She didn't bring us any, Jose. Jose's our board guy over there. She didn't bring up no sampling of
next
no
time.
Food or nothing.
Next time.
I don't know if there's going to be a next time.
You can always come to my restaurant and taste the food.
Oh, what's the name of your restaurant?
Actually, the name of it is Melissa's Cafe, but it's under Melissa's Catering.
How would I ever guess that her restaurant is named Melissa?
Yeah, it has to be after me.
Of course.
I got to make sure
that's all that matters.
Yeah, well, because when they ask who's Melissa, I'm like, I'm right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
The owner, cook, chef, tortilla maker.
More. I used to be like a one-woman show, but...
You still are.
No. Well, now I have like a great staff that helps me. And then like my daughter, Xwell, she works with me when I do like big events.
Melissa Jr.?
No, she's Samantha.
Oh, Samantha.
The only thing that we have in common is, I don't know. She looks more like her dad.
That she's my daughter?
Yeah, pretty much. Because she looks like her dad.
That's something in common.
With my two kids, they look just like their dad. I just more like gave birth to them.
Are you sure? I was going to say, are you sure they're yours?
I know. Only because I have them. I can't deny them. Sometimes I tell them, I'm going to bring your real mom.
Oh. You got a mean streak, don't you?
No, that's just like when Christmas comes around, you know, and you kind of like want to spend less money. That's when the kids start looking less and less like you.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? You know, when it comes around Christmas and you start spending less money on your kids for Christmas gifts because you want to take a trip to Italy?
They're going to go with me, though. Oh,
what?
Yes.
I'm up for adoption.
Yeah, no. Like, no. Everybody, you know, I've had a few people tell me, they're like, why would you take your kids with you? I'm like, why not? That's like, my kids love... They're foodies just like I am.
Well, actually, my abuelita, her last name is Ramirez.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's a very common last name.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's very uncommon.
Is.
That
no.
means we're related.
I know lot of Ramirezes.
I don't.
I do.
That means we're
too
related
many.
And you can take me to Italy.
Too many, I think.
So I'm not going to tell you how old I am. But hey, so you started your catering business 20 years ago.
This year will be 20 in May.
In May. And what was your first event? Your very first catering event.
It was my friend. She actually, her parents were having a, like an anniversary party. And they had already had catering and they wanted enchiladas.
Mm.
And enchiladas are good to make, like when you want to just make for like family.
Quick.
But I've definitely learned that for doing it at an event, it's for like 200 people. That's very time consuming.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, that's a lot of people.
You average 2 to 3 enchiladas per person. Mm. And if you're cooking for 200 people, you're making like 600 enchiladas. And that's not including the rice, the beans, and the salsa and everything else you got to make. So
do your family eat a lot of leftovers?
Right now on Thursdays, it's big leftover. Like whatever I cook for the restaurant, because that's my biggest day is on Thursdays when I'm open, I'll take home whatever. But I'll always try to make extra.
When you're open, mm-hmm. how many days a week are you open?
Actually, right now I'm just open on Thursdays.
What the? She makes that much money, Jose, in one day. Because she can only be open.
You know, I'm in a very amazing location. I am at in the Mannheim, where the auction building where they sell the cars in Dallas-Fort Worth off of Collins and Trinity. Yeah, I know. One day.
And she invites us to go to a restaurant.
Yeah, you can go on Thursdays.
Do I need to make a reservation or like is it a lotto or something?
I do food tasting for all my events there, my clients.
On Thursday?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm there the other days of the week because anytime I have an event, I do everything there at my restaurant.
Call me on your tastings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got one set up for when I come back from San Antonio. I'm going to Fiesta in a couple of weeks.
What?
Well, it's not. Yeah, Fan Fair.
You go to Fan Fair mm-hmm. and you go to Italy, Texas. Oh, you're going that. Okay, no, you're not going to Italy. You're going through Italy, Texas.
Well, okay. I'm excited. I haven't like booked with the traveler's agent yet, but we're trying to make sure that I find the right locations to go to because I want to get the most for my money, but I also want to get like the best of Italy.
How many days?
I would like to go for 10 days.
Okay.
God. 10 days.
Wow.
That would be the most that I've ever been off of work.
Okay.
Because I don't take days off very often.
Yeah. Yeah. Vendors, you know what?
I always have something to do.
Yeah. Speaking of that, vendors, we work hard, don't we?
You know, people say that when you have your own business, you get to control your schedule. I have found out, especially these last three amazing blessed years that I've had, because I've been extremely busy, that my clients control my schedule. Because when they call me, I have to be available. And when they need something, I need to get it done.
Right.
So that's just, I mean.
No matter what is happening.
Yeah.
You got to get it done.
And it doesn't matter if it's a bride that's freaking out or if it's, you know, one of my clients who their daughter is kind of like having all these types of questions about, you know, the dessert table. Are they going to have this, you know, like, are they going to have that? I have to make sure that I'm always available for any questions that they have.
Totally, totally understand. And keep that thought because we're going to address it when we come right back.
Okay.
Right? Right.
iQuince Radio, your quinceañera station.
No sé qué tú ves en mí, mi amor. Ya no dejes de mirarme, que ya me gusta quién soy. Contigo me siento en control. Eres el balance en este mundo. Como se volvió ese chico que habló en mis canciones. Esas madrugadas y hermosas conversaciones. Se volvió ese chico que quería ver otra vez. Y me enamoré a volverlo a ver. Tú me ves.
Tortolito no queda bien ver yeah. De tus amigas diciendo que no ven, que no. Esto sea duradero, que sea algo sincero. Que un perro no cambia y eso es lo que es él. Pero tú lo viste, mi amor yeah. Tú eres mi mejor versión. Tú hiciste lo que nadie quería. Sin tiempo para mis poesías. Siento que tú solo sabes. Chico con par de maldades. Pero sincero verdadero. Que tú solo sabes momentos que siento reales. Yo lo prefiero que en un largo tiempo sea tu caballero.
Tú me ves como nadie más, bebé. Me diste alas para que vuele, pero motivos para quedarme. Tú me curas cuando más me duele. Sé que siempre has sabido más. volví ese chico que habló en mis canciones. Esas madrugadas y hermosas conversaciones. Se volvió ese chico que quería ver otra vez. Y me enamoré a volverlo a ver. Tú me ves como nadie más, bebé. Me diste alas para que vuele, pero motivos para quedarme. Tú me ves.
Broadcasting from the Media Magazine Studio.
You're listening to What's Right for You with Robert Guerra.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading Media Magazine. Hey,
nice.
We're back with Melissa Torres Ramirez with Melissa Catering and Restaurant. And her restaurant, if y'all want to try it out, you can look for Melissa's restaurant, open one day a week.
For right now, that's the way that it is. I'm trying to control my schedule.
Yes, you can't control your schedule. Your clients control your schedule.
Well, I'm trying to get to a point to where I can be open more during the week.
Yes.
I'm not going to be open on the weekends.
That would be nice.
I have events.
Yeah, because I can't always make reservations, Melissa.
Well, I mean, the good thing, well, because Thursdays is the busiest day there, so that's why.
That's the only day there. What do you mean that's the
But they're open Monday. The building is open Monday through Friday.
Okay.
So my restaurant is inside of that building.
Right.
So it's actually, it works out.
Yeah.
It really does.
Because I get to open one day a week. Yeah, it works out great for me.
I mean,
The hungry people.
I have to be able to have enough people to come in and to where I can just be like busy.
We'll be open more than one day a week.
I know, I'm working on it. The goal is to be open more by July.
We're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'll get there.
You are gonna.
When I opened last July, so I gave myself a year to be open more days a week.
That would be nice.
They say that God doesn't come and give you gifts, that he just doesn't come and drop things in your lap. And that is exactly what happened with being able to get my restaurant.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't something that I was looking for. It was something actually that I strayed away from for a long time, having a location, because I've always had my food truck. So I used to go out on job sites and, you know, I would sell mostly to construction workers, but I would go to banks and warehouses, but I mostly stuck to construction job sites, big job sites. And I did that for several years. But it takes a toll on you because sometimes if the weather's bad, if it's too cold, like this freeze we just had out of nowhere, and then like next week it's like 80 degrees.
Yeah.
It's so much more dependable when you can have a location and people can come in and eat. So this was something that was offered to me by a client that I did an event for.
But you gotta be open more than
yes, I know, week. I know. And I, like I said, I'll get there. That's
so.
The goal.
So you know, you mentioned that God, your God, because my God's different.
He's everywhere.
And different to everybody.
Yes.
So
true.
My God says he lays everything on my lap. Mm-hmm. My God does. He just says, do you want to take opportunity? Do you want to take it?
You know? I took it.
And you took it. There you
I
go.
Did.
So it was presented to us. And before I get on my soapbox, but I'm about to get on my soapbox. We're so born with so much opportunity, especially living in the Western civilization, especially living in the United States of America, right?
Yes.
And even through our hardest times, there's still opportunity. Either we can be victims.
I agree.
Right? Or we get up and do something about it.
I agree.
Right? So everybody that has a dream to be a caterer, to be a florist, to be a decor, to be a DJ, to be a photographer. Everybody out there that is dreaming of that, it's yours for the taking.
I agree. Very true.
You just got to do it.
When I was younger, I had a daughter when I was very young. I was 15 when I had my first child.
Happy quinceañera.
Well, yeah, I mean, she turned 15, my mom turned 50, I turned 30.
Wow.
It was a great year. Expensive.
Right.
As you know, quinceañeras can be very expensive, but when you have a mom who's turning 50, and then, you know, I was like, 30. Oh, well, my birthday isn't important. We'll wait till I'm 40, when my other daughter just had turned 15.
Wait, let me grow. Okay. Yeah. I got to get that tear off.
Let me play out my violin. So my aunt, I used to, I needed, you know, she gave me a job as working for her. She was a realtor, and I was secretarying for her. And one of the things that I learned really quick is that I never wanted to sit down behind a desk and just, you know, be on a computer.
It's because you're ADD.
Probably. That's maybe what it is.
I'm a doctor.
I like to be able to, you know, see different people every day, and I always have loved food. One of the most important things I can say that my aunt ever told me is find what you love and make that, you know, your career. Do what you love to do so that you don't get up and feel like you're at a job every day. You're just getting up to do what you love, what you enjoy, and you get paid for it.
I agree.
So
most people that have a passion for something, they start off doing it just because they have a passion, because they enjoy doing it, right? Most of us aren't very good at it in the beginning. But we love it so much, we do it over and over and over and
over. Definitely.
And we improve so much that it becomes a value. Someone recognizes it, and then we get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't happen with the snap of a finger.
Oh, no. And I'm still learning. Oh, I mean, yeah. I've been doing this for years, and I can say I even look at things that I did 3 years ago. When I first started taking to social media. And putting everything, you know, more out there. My decor has changed, my type of centerpieces, backgrounds. I've invested a lot more of what I make in my different companies. I've been able to invest so much more in my businesses, just right. Kind of putting the money back in there.
Right.
Because, you know, there's different trends. Every day things are changing. Not every month, not every year, but every single day.
Hey, I got a trend for you.
Be open more than one day?
No, it's a better one than that.
What is it?
It's a great trend, okay? But when you start using it, you got to give me credit for it.
Okay.
Okay? And guys, you hear it first here on What's Right for You, okay?
Okay.
So when you cater, right, and people get their plates and they take it to their table, this is such an original idea, okay? Put a little stand that has a little Mexican flag on it. And if they want more food, they raise it up. Like they raise up the flag.
Like we're at Poncho's?
Oh, someone already took that idea.
Yes. And you know, there's not very many of those anymore.
Did you take those flags?
That's what I did.
Or is that?
I really did. I used to love just
you should try
keep
that,
putting
that.
It up because I just wanted more sopapillas.
All right.
Man. I love sopapillas. And I can tell you that...
Did you get Pancho's Revenge?
That is not an easy thing to make.
What?
Sopapillas?
You could buy the mix from Pancho's and make it yourself.
I'm not going to use somebody else's mix and call it mine. I'm very original. I like to do my own thing.
Just guys, if you hear a lot of this and that, that's because Melissa's very expressive with her hands.
Sorry. I didn't knock the whole thing off, didn't
you
I?
You did.
I'm sorry.
That's an expensive mic, Melissa.
I'm sorry.
It's a whole 20 bucks.
I was about to knock the camera off the table, too.
And your water.
That's why he told me to put it over there in the corner.
Exactly. He saw you walking in, waving your hands.
I can't control the fact that I'm aggressive. It's a gift.
Entrepreneur.
Yes, I'm aggressive in everything I do. I go hard. Just like they say in Six Flags, go big or go home. Mm-hmm. I told my cousin that today because I'm doing her baby shower. And she's like, oh, that's so this and so that. And I'm like, hey, we got to go big or go home. She's like, exactly.
How about if the client doesn't want big?
Most of my clients want big.
If they chose you, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about what they need, what they want, and what makes them happy.
Exactly.
Now, I respect all of my clients' money. I spend their money like it's my own money. And I don't spend my money very easy. I'm very frugal.
Because I got to go to Italy.
No.
I'm very frugal. That's why my kids only get one pair of shoes a year.
No.
I'm just kidding.
My kids are so spoiled.
Are they?
Yes.
I met Chris out there. Hey, yeah. Chris.
He's such an amazing person. I swear, he's started working with me not too long ago, at the end of last year.
He's a very outgoing guy.
Yeah, and he's a blessing. He's a very hardworking person. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have asked for anybody better to help me. I know.
Hey, we're going to make it up. We're going to make it a rule.
You know, when we have nails, we like to make noise. What's the point of having them?
We're going to make it a rule. No nails allowed. We're going to have finger clips before you walk in.
Shout out to the girl who does my nails.
And who is
Ashley's
that?
Nails and Beauty Ashley? Salon on Lake June.
Say that once more.
Ashley's Hair and Nail Beauty Salon on Lake June. They do amazing work.
Yes. Thank you.
And it's all Latina owned. I love it. I support... I love women entrepreneurs. No offense to you guys.
What?
But we women just want to rule the world.
Sounds like it.
And we women just want to rule the world.
Why? You already do.
I know.
That's because we allow you.
Oh. We just want to rule it a little bit more.
You know what? If the world was ruled by women, I think we would be in a worse situation.
Women are far more sensitive.
Because y'all be out getting your hair done and your nails done all the time. And while like there's wars going on, like, I'm just going to have to wait. I got to get my nails done.
Well, I don't think that's true. Because sometimes when I have an event, hey, as long as my hair is put back and I'm in a fresh, clean chef suit, I'm good.
How long does it take you to get ready?
Like this?
Like, well, we're on. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Like people full, can face, see. Makeup,
full face,
and hair?
Makeup, hair.
An hour.
An hour? That's pretty good.
Yeah. It used to take me longer, but this has taken years of able to do it quicker.
Years?
It's taken years to learn how to do it quicker. My mom takes a little bit longer than me. She gets up like super early, but she always looks her best when she goes to work.
My wife takes 2 hours.
Really?
Sometimes 3 hours.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know.
Sometimes I'm like,
I'm going to go without you.
Like, you look the same, right?
Ooh.
My husband
gets... I did not say that.
My husband gets so frustrated with me.
How long does it take your husband to get ready?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
And if he takes a shower, like 10 minutes.
What the? 10?
He's quick.
What kind of shower is that?
Well, 15 minutes. Let's say 15 minutes.
Oh, I know what kind of shower that is.
Because if men got to shave, you get a spray bottle and you go like that. No.
He goes, baby, let me take a shower. And he gets the spray bottle and go like that.
If he has to shave, about 15 minutes.
Jeez.
He's quick.
That's quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
15, 20 minutes for me to take a shower.
That's not including ironing and all that, though.
Oh, what? He irons?
Yeah, he irons.
What?
Mm-hmm. I used to iron all his clothes.
Wait, you don't send his clothes to the dry cleaners?
No.
What the?
I'm Mexican.
Yeah, and I got to go to Italy.
We don't do that. Dry cleaners?
I take my clothes to dry cleaners sometimes.
I think the last thing that I got dry cleaned was my wedding dress.
It went up 50 cents, and I'm like, forget it. I'm not taking it.
What? No, my mom does that, though.
Dry cleaners?
She's bougie.
Bougie? What's bougie?
Yeah, she's just like real... Uppity.
Foo-foo.
Yeah, she's foo-foo. Exactly. That's what she's foo-foo. But we call it bougie. She's bougie.
Bougie foo-foo.
Yeah. That's what my mom gets up super early. She gets ready for work. She always looks her best, though. But ever since we were younger, she instilled at us, like, you get up, you get ready, you always look your best, you iron your clothes.
The best as I can.
Look nice. Yeah, well,
I used to think Olive Garden was foo-foo. Can you believe that?
Sometimes it is.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know how much how expensive it is to go eat there now?
Well, the price, I don't think, determines the foo-foo-ness. Is that a word, Fufu Ness?
I'm cheaper than Olive Garden.
I know.
At an event, if you want to come and cater with me.
Yeah.
And my food is, I think it tastes pretty good.
I don't know. I'm going to have to work out a Thursday.
Any Thursday you want, you can come visit.
Or when you have a client tasting.
Or when I'm open.
Which is Thursday.
In July, we'll be open more days, hopefully.
Already? How many days?
I'm pushing for 3.
Okay. Nice.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So what dish is most... is... oh, my God. My, what dish? Help me, Melissa.
Is the most popular one that I have?
Yeah, there you go. That clients order. Yes.
In Italian food, it is Alfredo. It's bow tie pasta, Alfredo sauce with grilled chicken.
Mmm. And Mexican?
Mexican... costillas en salsa verde or en salsa roja.
And American food. How about American food?
Chop steak. Chop steak.
I like chicken fried steak.
With mashed potatoes and homemade baked macaroni and cheese.
Hey, if I go to your restaurant, will you make me some really good meatloaf?
Oh, I had meatloaf last week and it sold. I sold 5 pans of meatloaf.
Well, how big is a pan?
It's a meatloaf pan.
We can't see that on radio.
It's a meatloaf pan.
It's
you know,
a meatloaf
your average
pan.
Meatloaf
average
pan.
Okay.
That's how.
It's probably like 6 inches by 4 inches or 8 inches by 12 inches.
Okay, now you're getting
inches.
Technical.
Well, come on now.
I don't do measurements.
That's right. You do not cook by measurements. You do it by pinches and eyeball, right?
Pretty much.
Wow.
I already know the recipe to most of my food. The only thing that I do recipes for is my breads.
You make bread?
Yes, I make breads.
What kind of bread?
I make homemade rolls. I make cinnamon rolls.
What?
That's my aunt's recipe, though. I tweaked it a little bit. A little bit has changed, but like the measurements are the same.
So you got to give your aunt props for
yes.
that. What's your aunt's name for those cinnamon rolls?
My aunt's name was Becky.
Oh, Becky. Mm-hmm. Was. Still is.
Well, yes, it's still her name, but that was actually towards the end when she was a little bit more sick. I was like, hey, like, I really need your recipe. I'm like, I mean, because that's like, that they're amazing.
You want to leave something behind, Thea, don't you?
Yes.
Leave your cinnamon roll recipe.
My grandma left me her peach cobbler recipe.
And did you go after that on her deathbed?
Not on her deathbed.
Oh my God, let me hear this.
But
tell
she
me.
Did get to taste it even while she was alive, and she said that it was amazing. So I got her approval. And she even told me my cinnamon rolls were really good too.
Is that how people do it? Mm. That's how they get that generational recipe.
So my daughter told me, she gave me a book. Well, it was something that I had in my briefcase. And she said to me, she's like, Mom.
Where's your briefcase?
These are the recipes that I need. And she literally wrote all these different names of dishes on like probably 60 or 70 pages. And I have a lot of work to do.
Wow. Okay.
She really wants me to put all the recipes in a book. And I don't use recipes. So what am I supposed to do?
Well, you know what? When we come back, I'm going to get a recipe from you.
I just say, let me make a video. You can follow it.
iQuince Radio, your quinceañera station.
I don't know how, or how you do it. You blow my mind without a word. Ooh, stuck upside down, I might be dreaming. There's no way back now. Take every inch of my body. Wanna dance with you all night long. Stop this. Come on, show me what you got. 'Cause
with you all night long. Dive in, then you know we can't stop this. Come on and show me what you got.
Your quinceañera station. And now broadcasting from the Media Magazine studio.
You're listening to What's Right for You with Robert Guerra.
Straight. I can hear my grandma. Interesante.
Who's Robert Guerra? Yeah, I was over here slouching in the chair, trying to relax, and Melissa like sits up real straight. I'm like, well, I guess I gotta sit up straight.
God. I feel like my grandma just comes like, interesate.
Give me a recipe.
No, it'd be like a shove in the back. You don't want that recipe.
Sure.
She'd be aggressive when she wanted well, to be.
I wonder how aggressive you were getting that recipe from her. Come on, tia. Come on, Lolita.
I actually recorded my aunt.
Wow.
So I still have her voice.
Oh, that's sweet.
Telling me the recipe. And sometimes, you know, I'll put it on. And I know it by heart now, but.
You don't change it, do you?
I have changed the recipe a little
bit. Oh, for the cinnamon rolls.
Yes. Yeah. I actually can make the icing because, you know, it's basically powdered sugar. Well, because some people are diabetic and they can't handle all that sugar.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. Melissa was just, during break, she was giving me a hard time about eating my nuts. Because I'm diabetic, you shouldn't drink Diet Coke because it's bad for you, And now she's talking about cinnamon rolls for diabetics. Hold on a second. All that bread turns into carbs, and it's fast carbs. It makes your sugar spike like tremendous. I guess I shouldn't say this, right?
You're right. But if you don't put so much powdered sugar inside of the icing.
Okay.
It's not as bad. Oh, you can have one.
If that makes you feel better.
Okay. I mean, I do it so that other people can enjoy them.
No, right. Because it makes them feel better.
One of my aunts, she is diabetic. My mom's older sister. And she enjoys them.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
I just have to go easy on the icing.
It's full of sugar.
Well, she's good. She takes really good care of herself. Uh-huh. So when she cheats a little bit, she'll cheat.
With the
cinnamon roll.
But let's not sugarcoat it, though. No pun intended, right? You like that? How I play with
They're
words?
Good. Like, they're good.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to take your word for everything you said that's good because you didn't bring anything.
Well, there's always a next time.
I know there is. So we were talking about your recipes, how I can get one from you. How can I get a recipe from you?
Well, you just got to watch and hope that you get it because I go pretty quick in the kitchen.
Oh, you mean you let someone come in and watch? Really?
I mean, I actually mentioned this to another friend of mine. I told him, like, hey, like, a cooking podcast would be really cool. Like, show people how to cook.
But then you're showing them with a pinch here and a little bit here, and they want measurements. Chris should be learning your recipes, right?
Chris does get in the kitchen because he really enjoys cooking. Mm-hmm. But I'm too quick. I'm just like.
Well, you need to slow down and teach him. Because you know what? One day he's going to be nudging you in the back saying, Mom, here, speaking to the microphone.
No, because when you slow down, then you don't have time to do everything else you need to do.
Here, Mom.
And I'm
speaking to the microphone. Here, Mom. No, not yet, Mom.
I'm always on the go.
Don't go yet, Mom.
Some people would tell me, how do you have time to do, like, everything you do? And I'm just like, well, I mean.
I like how you ignore me.
Hey, I'm a woman.
That's a talent.
So we have selective hearing. We hear everything, but we only listen to what we want to listen to.
Chris is raising his hand also. I know he is. That is so true. I'm raising my hand. Jose's raising his hand. That is true. Y'all have selective hearing.
Yeah. Like, did you really spend that much money on a purse? What? Like,
what are
you talking about? What purse?
What? Did I hear something?
Yeah.
You talking about my money?
That's how much it is. Well, I buy what I want because that's why I work as hard as I work.
Oh.
I'm the type of person that if I want it, I get it. If I can't get it at that moment, I'm going to work hard until I get it.
I got to splurge today.
Really?
Yep, sure did. I didn't even look how much my bill was.
For what?
I bought some mixed nuts at Sam's, and I bought some bags of beef jerky, and what else did I buy?
You probably spent about $60.
Golly, you're good. Wow.
I go to Sam's.
But that's my splurge. Your splurge is thousands.
Yeah.
My splurge is $60.
You know, Sam's, they give you like, for every $500 you spend, they give you $10 back.
Oh, shoot. That's a great, you know what? I'm going to go spend $500 so I'll get $10 back.
Well, by the time September came around, I had already spent that $50. I had already maxed out my, you know, the $500 a year that they give you.
Oh, wow.
I've been very blessed these past few years. I mean, I've been blessed since I started.
Yes, that's true.
But like I said, it's taken me a lot of time to be able to get where I am. It's not been easy, but I've definitely enjoyed it.
It's been a learning experience.
It is. And I learn every day something.
And you know what? We were talking about that earlier outside before the show about vendors and experience, right?
It's all about the experience.
Because there's thousands of caterers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And there's thousands of very good caterers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still about the experience because people buy you first. They have to like you first before they even like the food because they can love your food but not like you mm-hmm. and not use you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you make it, really good vendors understand that it's not just about the service that we're providing. It's about the experience.
Well, for me, presentation is very important. So with my staff, when we have an event, I like them to go very clean and professional looking. Mm-hmm. We have a uniform. I'm always in my chef outfit as well. Like I said, I don't always have time to put makeup on because, I mean, I am like always going really quickly.
You go to an event without makeup?
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I can say I didn't used to do that before, but these past 5 years since I've been able to take better care of myself, I'm a lot more secure with, you know, with who I am internally and
externally.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh,
using the big
now.
Words.
We're even now.
Yeah, so you know what I mean, for me, I mean, it's all about presentation. Even when I'm serving we normally do buffet style when we do big events.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I'm serving the guest and I'm serving the food, I mean, I always make sure the plate is clean. You always want to make sure that the food looks good. Because if it doesn't, people eat with their eyes before they eat with their mouth, before they even taste.
And it's all about the experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I walk into a Mexican restaurant, I want the Mexican experience. I want to hear Mexican music.
Yeah.
Mexican decor, Mexican smells, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to hear the top 40 in a Mexican restaurant.
Which Mexican restaurant did you go to?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of those restaurants, fufu Mexican restaurants that play, you know, a different market, right? But as a connoisseur of Mexican food... I want to hear Mexican music. Or when I walk into a Chinese restaurant, I don't want to hear Mexican music. I want to hear Chinese music. That's part of the experience, you know?
And I want to eat with chopsticks.
Yes.
And duck sauce.
And I don't want to see Mexican busboys. I want to see a Chinese busboy.
Oh, my God. I love going to Tokyo Harbor.
Why? Do they have Chinese busboys?
Yeah.
And waiters? Chinese busboys and waiters?
Uh-huh.
But we know who's in the back cooking, though, right?
Mm, no, they cook in front of you at Tokyo Harbor.
Really?
They make the food in front of you.
Oh, it's a fufu.
It's hibachi.
Hibachi. Hibachi. Mm-hmm. Is that Japanese or Chinese? That's Japanese.
It's Japanese.
Yeah.
And I love it.
They're not the same people. Because we were talking about Chinese and now you threw in Japanese. Now you confused me.
No, I didn't confuse you. You confused yourself.
Oh, you confused yourself. I like that accent.
I said Tokyo Harbor.
Tokyo. But we were talking about Chinese. Okay, anyway. You're confusing.
I like hibachi.
I like hibachi too.
Because they make it in front of you. The experience is amazing. My kids enjoy it. And it's all, like, the entertainment is, it's so fun.
There you go.
I like it.
And it's about the experience. So that's what we like to do as professional vendors, presenting to our prospective clients the experience.
Exactly.
Because they can go get really good food somewhere else, right?
They really can.
But they can't get you and your experience.
Some people...
So what makes you different from other caterers then?
My goal for any time I prepare food or dessert or I do any type of presentation, when it comes to food, I always want to make sure that I give my clients a little taste of home. A little bit of authenticity. That's okay. That's for me. That's what I think is very important.
My mother cooked awful. I'm just kidding. I don't want none of that home food. I'm just kidding.
I mean, like when I have taquizas, like when I do the taco parties, for me, they're all of my tortillas are homemade.
What are they called? Taquizas?
Taquizas.
Have you heard of that, Jose? Taquizas? Okay, I haven't because I'm part white. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, it's a little bit of your accent. I can tell you sound a little country. Oh,
what if? Oh, okay. And I can tell you're a little bit of Mexican, too, because of your accent.
But I was born and raised here.
I was, too. I was. What area were you born and raised? West Dallas?
I was actually born in Plainview, Texas, but I was raised in Dallas.
What part?
Hale County, Plainview, Texas.
No, what part of Dallas were you raised in?
Oh, my gosh. I've lived everywhere. I've lived in Garden. The past 20 years, I've lived in Pleasant Grove.
I knew it. I knew it. You're a Pleasant Grove girl. I could tell.
Really? How could you tell? What gave Pleasant Grove away?
The nails.
Is it really?
Were you?
Just because I said I went to Lake June to get my nails done, and you knew that was Pleasant Grove. Hey,
I used to live in Pleasant Grove.
If I moved out of Pleasant Grove and I was 45 minutes away,
there's nothing
from them,
wrong with Pleasant Grove.
I would drive all the way there to get my nails done.
I love
done.
Pleasant Grove. I love the atmosphere. I love the people. I love the feel of it. Like it's like, well, back in the day, it wasn't as populated as it was as it is now. Now it's like a lot of people.
I have three people that I am their customers, and I'm their clients, and I will not change them. It's the lady who does my hair. She's been doing my hair for 19 years.
What the?
Mm-hmm. And then the lady who does all the waxing, she's
all the waxing?
Yes.
There's a lot of waxing to
do? Yeah, my eyebrows, you know, mustache. Stuff like that. Yes, the mustache. I won't trade her either. Ever since I became her client, I won't trade her for anybody.
Thank you for admitting that.
Yeah.
Latinas have mustaches.
Yes, everybody has mustaches.
No, not everybody.
Yes.
No.
Yes, all men and women have them. Some are just thicker than others.
And it turns out, okay, I was going to say, and Latinas have them thicker.
No, how dare you? Don't insult me.
That's not insulting. Why is that insulting to have a mustache?
I mean, because women, I don't think they want to have one. At least I don't.
Okay.
It's normal for a guy to have that.
You can't speak for all women.
Well, I don't know.
There's some women that want mustaches.
Really?
Yes.
Well, not
special
me.
Special women.
I'm not one of those special women. And then the lady who does my nails.
Oh.
She's amazing.
You already plugged them once, so we're not going to get one.
Hey, and they're all Latino women, and I support every single one of them. I support anybody who wants to be an entrepreneur.
Chicano power.
That's what I'm raising my kids. My daughter, she went to school for cosmetology.
Oh, really?
So my daughter is actually studying floral and design.
Wow.
And I want my son, I think he'll take the chef gene because he likes food.
The chef gene?
Yeah, I think he's the one that's going to be the chef in the family.
Oh, okay. Which one is this?
My younger son.
What's his name?
Elijah.
Elijah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my baby.
Uh-oh. Chris, don't get mad.
That's the one that's most likely like me out of all my children.
Watch. Chris is going to surprise you. And Elijah, hey. Elijah's going to be skateboarding off somewhere.
Chris is really good in the kitchen. One thing that I like about Christopher is he will do anything you ask him to do.
That's the guy.
Yeah. That's, not many guys do that.
Nope. That's the
Unless you pay them.
Well, yeah.
But with him, it's not all about money. No. He does it just because he's a
great
person. There
you go. That's your guy. I bet money on Chris.
Yeah.
I bet you. I bet.
You know, I want to start another business.
That's not like me, right?
I want to start a service business. What and I would like him to run it. You know, like when people are looking for servers, you know, when they have already a caterer, they're actually using, you know, like for drinks, waiters and waitresses, that kind of business. Gotcha. And I would like him to run it.
So when we come back, we're going to touch on another business that you do, and that's coordinating.
Yes.
Right? Event coordinating.
Yes.
So we're gonna talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
All right. Bueno.
This is Lou Alarcón with
Ender Sparkle Talk Show. You are listening to iKinseyRadio.com.
And now broadcasting from the Media Magazine Studio.
You are listening to What's Right For You. We've got
our friends. What your friends? What your friends said? What they say?
Fix my collar.
Your friend said fix your collar.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Well, he's trying to look out for me.
Is he fashionistas or what?
No. He's just trying to look out for me. He's always supporting.
Who's that?
My friend Tony.
Tony. Tony and Guy?
No. Be nice.
What? Oh, is that bad?
No.
Okay, you got me confused. I thought I was giving him a compliment.
He is. He's a very good friend. He's always very supportive. Anytime I put anything on social media, mm-hmm. he shares all the time. He's really? Always, like, if... I think there was one time when somebody asked for a caterer and he suggested me and I actually ended up getting that contract.
Did you give him a commission or something?
No.
What the?
Real friends don't ask for commissions.
Oh my God. So you take care of him on food, right? He comes in your restaurant, you feed him?
He can come anytime on Thursday and eat.
Melissa says that anytime you want to eat free, you can bring a party of 10.
No, just, I did not
wait,
say
wait,
that.
Hold on a second.
And he wouldn't
Let
do that.
Let me finish. Tony, this is a personal invitation from Melissa. Let me finish, Melissa. That you can go to her restaurant with a party of 10 or more on any Monday.
He would probably go on Monday. I'd be there. I'd cook for him. But not for 10 people.
Wow.
Okay. I'd do a taste testing. They could taste test.
Real friend, Tony, huh?
No, he knows he can go and he can eat whenever he wants.
I know, Tony. I'm just messing with you, Tony. I don't even know Tony. Tony seems like a good guy. He's over here giving advice on your tie.
He's an amazing, amazing friend. He's a good person.
An amazing tie.
Yeah, he was looking out for me. Not many people do that.
Well, I wanted to say something about your tie, but I thought it was not my place, more like Tony's place to say
something. Oh, okay. So you were just going to let me have a crooked tie?
Crooked tie.
I don't understand how y'all wear these all day long.
Well, we don't. You don't see me wearing a tie all day
well,
long.
Well, yeah, not today, but just like...
On an event, I do.
What'd you say earlier? I have, because mine is like a little lower.
Oh, yeah. You got... Oh, so we can... See, we wear ties and the button is like tight on
off
our
here.
Neck. Yours is like very loose, but you said something.
I did. Well, because I have a small neck.
Yeah, now you do.
5 years ago, I had a fat neck.
Oh, my
God. I would not have been able to.
Fat neck. Can you say that on radio? Fat neck?
It's a big neck.
Can we bleep that? Fat neck.
That is not a bad word.
Fat is a bad word.
I said facts.
Facts neck.
There's facts.
Facts neck.
I was a lot bigger. I think I wouldn't have been able to close.
It was a much more enlarged neck.
All right. How's that? Bigger.
We got to watch out.
Tomato, tomato.
Now. Yeah. There's certain things you can't say nowadays. Are you?
Really?
You can't say certain words anymore. You know that.
Okay. It was a heavier neck. It was thicker. Is that a better word?
Enlarged.
Enlarged. Okay, I was enlarged.
Yeah, because you were, 5 years ago, you were an enlarged person.
Yes. I think I always say I was bigger, heavier, and I think I looked older.
And enlarged.
I was bigger. I said bigger.
Bigger.
You gotta rub it in?
You can't say bigger.
Why do you? Oh.
You gotta say enlarged.
Enlarged.
Yeah.
That sounds uglier, though.
No. Okay. You can say fat.
Okay.
Ooh, man.
We'll change our words.
Yeah.
You gotta give me a list of what I can and can't say.
That's
a long list. I have a very extended vocabulary.
Do you?
I always tell people, like, I think three times. At least I try to. I do my best to try to, I think, three times before I actually say something. So if I say something that will offend someone, you know, I really wanted to say that to you.
Wow. Man, you know what she called me when I...
What did I say? I don't remember.
You see? That's because you didn't mean it.
Stop bringing up old stuff. It happened like 30 minutes ago.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Because it's in the past.
It's about the here and now.
Exactly. Live in the moment.
Live in the moment. That's true.
Do not eat.
What?
Can I say YOLO?
YOLO?
Yes.
What's YOLO mean?
Live in the moment.
Oh, God. You see, I'm so far behind.
You don't speak in IM?
Not...
I get that from my kids.
No speak English, español, por favor.
Ah, no pues.
Ah, no pues.
No pues, wow.
No pues, what does wow stand for?
Oh.
Women of wonder.
Exactly.
Well, we'll go there. You don't emoji or what?
I am.
I am?
What's I speak am? In I am.
What's I am?
Like LOL.
Okay. I feel bad for your husband.
Everybody does.
I don't even know him, I'm feeling bad for him.
Definitely, it's not easy being married to me.
You know what?
I'm very independent. So, yeah. And because I'm Mexican, I don't like to be told what to do.
Oh, because you're Mexican. Oh, because only Mexicans are like that.
No, I just don't like to be told what to do.
Well, your husband has to be very special.
He is. Not short, but special. But like special. Like, he has patience.
Is he tall?
Tall. Everybody's taller than me. I'm 5 feet.
No, is he? Oh, are you?
Yeah, but okay. I look taller with heels.
How tall is your husband?
I think he's 5'6".
Okay. All right. Yeah.
All my brothers and sisters, I'm the second to the oldest. They all lean on me.
Lean on me.
Yeah. I'm really short. I'm 5 feet.
I didn't notice. It's probably because of that bun you have
but
on
it's
your head.
Easy for me to get in and out of spaces, so...
Yeah.
It's okay. Cause
well, now it is. 5 years ago, it wasn't.
Exactly. Because I was enlarged.
How dare you? Oh, my
it's
God.
It's okay. I don't get offended. I've come a long ways. Being able to see where I was then and see where I am now, I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah.
In all ways, like physically, spiritually, even especially professionally.
Yeah.
Because I've been able to experience a lot of great moments with my clients. Being a coordinator as well, one of the things that I enjoy is I get to be a part of so many different moments. It's like not just the catering, but being able to do the decoration, being able to go and, you know, do the dress fittings with them and planning those types of moments with my clients.
So that's another thing I wanted to touch on was that besides catering, you're also an event coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about that, which I guess you already did, but tell me what's the first step that a prospective client should take? Well, the first step would be to contact you. That's the first step, right?
Yeah.
What should a client be asking an event coordinator?
Well, I have one client who approached me earlier, mid last year. I'm planning her daughter's quinceañera.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to interrupt you real quick. Let's do this. You're the coordinator.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a quinceañera father.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm looking for a coordinator.
Okay.
So, Melissa, someone recommended you. I'm looking for, my daughter's quinceañera is coming up in 2024, and I'm thinking about a coordinator. I'm just thinking because my wife says no. My wife says that she can do it herself. Mm-hmm. What should I do? Should I get a coordinator or should I let my wife do it?
So the benefits of having a coordinator, I can tell you that you and your wife will both be able to enjoy that special day with your daughter because it does tend to get very chaotic. I mean, you having to get dressed, but you want to be able to experience that with your daughter, helping right. her put her dress on, helping her get ready. And then, of course, you know, because she's the wife, she's got to make sure that you're on point, too, because clearly most of the time women will dress their husbands.
I want everything perfect, okay? Well, and I don't want to give up that control.
It's very easy to want to control everything. But when you think sure. about it, that day, all you want to do is be in the moment with your daughter.
Well, yeah, but I still want everything to be perfect. So how do I do it? I mean,
well, for me, the one thing that I can offer you is it's a one-stop shop with me. So I can actually arrange for, so if you're looking for music, we can start looking at some bands that I've actually, I have contact with. And we can go and, you know, to different events that they actually are having. And you can pick out which one fits your budget and okay. also which one that you enjoy the best.
Right.
They enjoy the most. And then I do have a DJ that I work with. I have a videographer and a photographer that I work with.
Hey now.
And I mean, I can take care of your food.
Can you take care of a limo?
Yes.
Party bus?
Yes. I actually do business with one company who does party buses.
Okay.
And they have a great price. And I give you the price that they give me. I don't make any money off of my vendors.
You don't?
No, I do not.
So how do you make your money?
On what I do.
Oh, okay.
So I have a vendor who, like, so a videographer and photographer will charge a price. And then a...
DJ.
The cake. Okay. The bakery that I use, that I've been using for years. When they're available to make the cake that I want, then I'll do the cake testing. I'll bring the cake to the restaurant and they'll be able to taste which flavors they like and I place the order for them.
Okay, so I would be able to go to your restaurant mm-hmm. and do the tasting.
Yes, for okay. dessert, you'll be able to do that for the cake and for the food.
What happens if I don't like the cake? Do you have another cake provider?
Yes, I do. Okay. I actually have somebody who is actually a small business owner.
Okay.
And she does really good cakes as well.
Sweet. So what do I tell my wife to, I mean, because she doesn't want to let go of the reins, right? I'm kind of leaning toward a coordinator. What do I tell my wife?
That she can be a part of every single thing, every step of the way. So I'm never going to make a decision without thinking about what you want and thinking about what she wants.
I get it now. So
I'm just an extra pair of hands.
Got you. So we're still making the decisions.
Of course.
It's just you're bringing everything together.
Exactly.
So we're not running around everywhere.
No.
Oh.
It's a one-stop shop with me.
That's saving days and hours.
So you pay everything with me. I give you a whole package deal and you pay everything with me and I take care of the vendors.
Got you. Okay.
So all the prices included.
Okay. So it's not what I've heard, some coordinators like get a percentage of the budget that I'm using. Do you do that or you just create a package?
I create the package and I charge accordingly to my services.
I got you.
So when I do a day of coordinating, which is that day, mm-hmm. I do charge a fee, but I don't really make money off of my vendors.
Well, what's, you really don't or you don't?
No, I don't.
Okay.
my thing with my vendors is that they're there, they're a part of my packages, they're available to my clients. That's something that I do expect from my vendors. For them to be available for any questions that my clients have. And sometimes it'll be on a Sunday. Mm-hmm, sometimes sure. it'll be on a Wednesday afternoon. But for the most part, the people that I deal with as vendors, they're actually very good about keeping an open communication, because that's very important. When you are planning an event with somebody, it's like you're in a relationship. You have to constantly be in contact with them and you have to make yourself available to them. And that's one big thing about in my business, everything that I actually do, because I mean, I have a couple of other businesses that I do have, but everything is, for me, the main part of my business is that it all comes down to is helping people.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm very blessed to be able to get paid for it.
Yes, because you're good at what you do, right? I'm assuming because you've been doing this a while, right?
I try.
So, okay, so you'll be more than happy to meet with my wife and I.
Of course.
Another, we can set something up.
Sure.
Okay. Can I give her just like a door opener? What's the lowest, what's the day of coordination package you have?
That depends.
Okay.
It depends on what
6 hours for day of coordinating.
And mostly it's the whole day.
Okay, the whole day. What's a whole day? How many hours?
A whole day. I mean, if it's a quinceañera, then we're looking from like 7 in the morning to like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So I'm not really paid by the hour. It's more of a just a one amount service fee.
Okay. It's probably best that I get back with you, with my wife. Let's all three of us meet, and then we can go from there. So that okay. How you like that? That's how we do it here on iKeetsRadio.com.
And you more than likely will come because a happy wife is a happy life.
Happy husband is...
not that important.
I don't know. Ouch. Men are so undervalued.
So are women.
No.
Hey, why do you think the saying exists, happy wife, happy life?
Because that was from a weak guy.
Let me tell you something.
That was from a weak man. Women, that's why.
Women will bring up things you did 10 years ago.
Oh, sure.
Okay? Because they will never let it go because we are emotional creatures.
No.
But men, they won't even remember what they did wrong a week ago.
We already talked about that. Do not eat your feelings.
No. Don't eat your feelings.
You got to let stuff go.
You do.
Okay. So you can't be bringing stuff up 10 years ago.
But women do that.
But you can't. That's why women shouldn't be doing that.
They shouldn't, but they do.
That's not cool. That's not right.
It's not.
I think they say, I forgive you, and then they bring it up 10 years later.
I think it's something that needs to change. But, you know, just one woman at a time. Because, you know, can't fix them all.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying. I'm a work in progress.
I agree.
I have my days where I'll go back 10 years ago. Remember when you did this?
Oh, my God, really?
And then, like, that day I'll probably eat my feelings a little bit. That's my cheat day. That's my cheat day.
You're truthful about it, but...
Yeah, I mean...
You know what? We're going to start a husband support group. What's your husband's name?
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo, we're going to start a support group, man.
For him? Don't let him be the spokesperson.
Jose.
He's got too many stories. He'll just...
Nobody
will be able to get up and talk.
I want to hear his side.
He'll tell you.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Yeah, I want to hear his side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? He can't complain. He's got a good life. He's got healthy kids. He's got a wife that, you know, works.
They're going to Italy?
Yeah.
They're going to Italy.
I'm taking, we're all going to go.
You're taking, together. We're all going to go.
No, you know what? I told him, I'm like, look, when he first started the job that he started working at, I told him, I said, you know what? You better get a good position because I think I'm going to retire when I'm 50. I want to continue to work, but I want my money to pretty much make itself because I want to have a good team together. So I give myself a good 10 years to be able to have an amazing team put together to where somebody will be able to do the cooking and I'll just be able to do the tasting and the observing.
I've been trying to do that for the past 40. Trying to get the good team together.
Don't kill my dream.
I got a great team right now.
Don't kill my dream.
And they don't work for me. We work together.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should say.
We work together.
Right now, the staff that I do have, we're all equal in the kitchen.
Yeah. Sure. Hey,
I call the shots, but I don't mistreat them. 5 years ago, that was a different story. I suck as an employee. I do. I'm not a good employee. Nobody should hire me employee.
But as a caterer and a coordinator, yes.
Well, it's different. It's different because it's I'm actually doing something for my family.
Right.
So I feel like when you work for somebody, there's a difference between being an entrepreneur and being an employee.
And that, yeah, yeah. And there's a difference when you work with somebody compared to if you work for somebody.
So. And I've had to learn that. Yeah. Actually, that's something that Tony brought up to me.
I don't like being a boss.
Last year. One of the things that he brought up to me is he said, you can't expect people to work just like you do. You can't expect people to work at your pace because everybody is different.
Yep.
And I used to do that. I expected, I would get so frustrated and I expected people to work at my pace and work exactly like I did. And I had to learn that you can't do that. Everybody is different because I really do think that people will bring different things to the table.
That's true.
And so it's really good to work together.
And utilize each person's talent.
Yes.
And that being said, Melissa, I want to thank you so much.
Well, it was a pleasure.
For being here. And
is it past my bedtime?
This was a great show.
Thank you.
It was.
I had fun.
Oh, thank you. Like,
I had fun.
Me too.
I think next time we should just include food.
No.
Yes.
No, not just food. But any shout outs?
Yes.
Okay.
To everybody who has supported my business, whether they have shared, whether they have been a client, whether they have suggested somebody to me, I am very thankful to every single person who has supported me.
Cool.
I appreciate all of you.
Aww.
Because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am.
No, you're just.
my cousin Claudia tells when you start to get too emotional, she's like, no llores.
No llores, Tony. Hey, can I give a shout out? I want to give a shout out to Media Magazine.
Oh.
Right?
Speaking of magazine, yes. Real quick. Amazing. I got to see it. I saw the other one, but great color. I think you do an amazing job. Congratulations on this.
Thank you.
And then being Latino just makes it even better.
Yeah.
High five.
And it's not me.
Or your team.
It's everybody involved, because if it wasn't for everybody involved, that wouldn't be happening.
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful pictures. I think the layout is beautiful. You have some amazing covers.
Oh, thank you.
The girls are just, I got to meet two of the girls. They're so cute.
Oh.
And they're so young.
Well, yeah.
And they're so full of life, and like the fact that they're already being entrepreneurs at the age that they are.
That's the time.
I'm so excited for our future.
Yes.
I really am. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with no Sabo kids.
So shout out to Media Magazine. We are actually broadcasting from Media Magazine studio. I want to give props to a person that doesn't get enough recognition, and he never asked for it, right? But he's always there, and that's the soundboard guy, Mr. Jose Sanchez over there. We're going to wave to Mr. Jose.
Oh, are we going to do like bougie wave?
Bougie foo-foo. Foo-foo wave, Jose. Jose is actually partnered with us on ikingsradio.com. And again, man, thank you so much for everything. And that being said, one oh bye.
Good night.
Ikingsa Radio, your quinceañera station.